the work plan at the moment, the work plan, we don't have a set work plan at the moment. So do the members have things they would like to come forward? I will say now, I have one. I want us to look at the youth offer on the Isle of Wight. But do we have other recommendations from the members, please?
I just want to...
Yes, Carl.
I want Scott said, I've had a meeting with Gavin about this, and I'm sorry for something that from side of you. We met to discuss this, and I totally agree with you. I think we are willfully underrepresenting the needs of young people in society in terms of their social education. We can work out how you want to do it. So I support that totally.
Right, so we have to.
Okay.
Anybody, John, Councillor?
Madam Chairman, I know we talked about it. Cathy's going to come back and tell us what all these priorities, how they're going, how they're working.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Pause.
And Councillor Brady?
Yeah, I want to raise the autism service issue. I think it's the right place to raise about the members' questions. I was somewhat concerned that it wasn't on tonight's agenda. I had a conversation with Vanessa and Jen, we discussed it, and I'm aware that this is part of a bigger picture, an issue against the CCG, that the adult social care and probably health board has taken up to more powers than we have. And I know obviously that's in a review that's been handled by John Nicholson and his team very well. But there have been, as you know, two recent press release by the CCG about the current service, and I have several interviews and very long press about my thoughts and comments from those articles that I will share with you in a moment. But I just want to ask the members of the committee, first of all, for their views on the recent reports, because I'm conscious of voluntary press release, I'm giving my opinion, which I will share with you and say that afterwards, but I really want, first of all, to ask for comments and issues that members may have regarding the series of press releases, please. Well, I'll come back and share my comments again.
Chair, I support Councillor Brady. I think that's a brilliant job. I see that from the new managing director for staff at the beginning of this week at the CCG. They've got all these children that need dealing with, and they're going to solve it in about 2 or 3 months. Well, they don't, they are. Well, they're going to have to pull their finger out because they haven't done very well in the past. So I believe that we need to hold the CCG to account on the autism, and we constantly need to build it up. And I think that also it needs to go through health scrutiny, because I really believe that the CCG needs to stop making statements and get on and do something, because it just seems to me that it's just words at the moment, words that work back very well for the children with autism. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hastings.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I too support Councillor Brady on this matter. And my main comment is that the press releases, we now see that there are two private companies going to be used, which is good to move forward. It just seems disappointing to me that it's taken so long to get to that stage. Why we haven't done this a long time ago? We knew we had such a backlog. Why couldn't they have done that sooner?
Thank you. Councillor Love.
Words fail me. That's why I was. Words fail me. And totally because of this awful that's being said by everybody in this chamber so far. You know, we have a lot of confidence in the CCG, and it's because of this type of action, which is not just about autism, it's about dental services. We see again this week how another practice has closed its appointments listing in Ryde. And so we see the failure, systematic failure of services right across the island, and it's about the ability. Failure is in the ability of the CCG to respond positively at the beginning of a crisis, whatever that is, to take positive, proactive action. It should not take 6 months for them to start to even think about implementing a recovery plan. The recovery plan, there should be recovery plans there for everything that we do in our life and risk assessments. It was clear that as soon as that service went down, immediate action should have been taken. Employing a professor is wonderful, but we've got a professor. He's a professor. He will build his team over a period of time, and that still does not alleviate the impact, the immediate impact, and the impact to come. So, making press statements, which quite frankly are not achievable, you know, we can reduce the, you know, the immediate impact of the 200 kids that we're going to try and target. That impacts our children in care, that impacts families right across the island. They've caused significant damage by not being able to have regular updates. They should not have allowed in that contract for them to escape in the manner that they had so quickly. If they made them stay in place, what the safeguards are, if you didn't withdraw from a contract, we have a 3 month clear period where we can, you know, at least have the opportunity to replace that service. So whoever's doing the contracting needs to be looked at really carefully in terms of what they said. There's a lot of learning that's come out of this in terms of the CCG, and everybody's good at using that as a, oh, we've learned this and we've learned that. The fact is, it's been a huge impact. So, yes, I've got a lot to say about it, because our health, and everything that we do as a council is about our health and well-being. Everything, no matter what anybody says, that's what we talk about. And so therefore, sorry, I've gone for a big rant sometimes, but therefore, it's not acceptable. So I'll stop, because otherwise I might say something that I shouldn't.
Yeah. Jo, I think you had something to say.
Thank you. I just want to absolutely agree that we need to keep an eye on this. Progress is being made, thankfully. I believe partly due to council members raising the issue and the press as well. One of the major problems has been a lack of communication from the CCG, and it's that that's caused the greatest distress to parents and families. It's the unknown. And now is a really difficult time for children and families. Children are starting a new school, or they're going up a year, and it's very stressful for children with autism. Many parents had hoped that their child would have received a diagnosis or an assessment by now, so that their child could receive support at school, support at home. They still haven't had an assessment. So, as I say, it's such a difficult time for parents now as their child starts school. And I've spoken to a parent this week who said that her son's been flying for 6 weeks. He's had a really good time at home. It's been structured. His behaviour's been good. But 2 days before he went back to school, he said to his mum, "I don't want to go out in the next 2 days and have a good time, because when I go back to school on Wednesday, it'll make it much harder if I've had a good time at home Monday and Tuesday, so I'm just going to stay in my room and be miserable, so that it's easier to go back to school, because he knows that's what he's got to face." And that mother is still waiting. She hasn't had a letter, she's had no communication, she doesn't even know if her son's in the backlog. So we've got to keep, you know,
pressure,
an eye on this, because progress is being made, but it's got to be at pace, and we've got to support not just the children in the backlog, but the new children that are coming through every month that need a diagnosis, because this problem won't go away.
Councillor Cameron.
Thank you, Chairman. I echo what everybody said, I don't want to repeat too much, but it is a contractual issue. And I'm sure they're on top of it, and I would like to propose that this committee give a formal support to Councillor Nicholson and his team for the that group meeting that committee to take it on, which they are.
Yes.
Yes.
There's a couple of poor elements of officer advice on it. One is, because I'm conscious that the way that the CCG Trust calls themselves sometimes it's adults as well as children, and my advice is keep that session focused on children, because that's the reason for this group. That's one boring bit of officer advice. The second boring bit of officer advice, if you like, is that just remember that children do not need a diagnosis of autism to receive help. They can receive help through an education health care plan under the category speech, language and communication difficulties, which is often where autism lies, and we can begin to progress that through school meeting application or family meeting application. So that's not in any way brought down from the importance of the issue of not trying to do that at all. But I just want to say that there are systems in place that have special educational needs in particular that aren't entirely dependent on a diagnosis.
Can I thank you all for your comments? It's really good to hear. Now I can do press and make out with my own real subject, but everything you said feeds into that. So I'll say nothing, I'm not saying I'm not ready already. My concern is that I attend the meeting on the 16th of July that is at Jones as well. And I met Professor Turf, really good, pretty impressive on Google, and we're lucky to have some of his quality on the island. At that point, he was asked how many were in the backlog. It's 100, well, it was 150. Between the 16th of July and today, he's confirmed it's 230. Great. And it's about 20 a month we added to this, so within about 4:30 by the end of next April. But that's all that's happened between the 16th of July and the time children go back to school. So Joe, quite right, was out. This is a key time now, where children go back to school, referrals may increase. There are two companies that are now apparently in the future, although I believe the challenge this morning with meeting the CGOs, have they started yet? I'm not sure. But they're not going to get anywhere near the problem, and I'm not confident that by the end of April they've recruited people, so we have our uncertainty about the need for using these companies again. So the place of urgency was mentioned, I agree. Obviously, to need to account, I agree, but the statutory powers do rest with John Nicholson and his committee, so threat and George's proposed that we do that. It started to move, but I don't get the pace of urgency bits. That's what I've said on the radio, so I haven't seen anything new. So I would like to propose that we have on the agenda for a limited period of time autism on every agenda, and we invite the CCD to come and sit before us and be questioned on how they're doing, progress they're making, up-to-date numbers, new referrals since the last meeting. So I'd like to propose that for a limited period, we do have that as a standard agenda item.
Yeah. I'll second that, Jim.
And I know I've not been making proposals, but, it's just a guide, but I would like that to be considered by the committee rather than a standard agenda item.
Hold on just a minute. Scrutiny Committee for Adult Healthcare made a resolution. The committee is deeply concerned based on circumstances highlighted by Sandown Medical Centre, unacceptable delay in autism assessment for children, lack of monitoring. The unwhite clinical CCG does not appear to be fulfilling its statutory duties or complying with best practice guidance, thereby failing to secure and deliver safe services that meet the needs of the island's population, and calls upon NHS England to take urgent action to address this. It has now escalated to NHS England. I don't know, is everybody here aware how the structure works? How you come down from government with the money. It's quite complicated, actually. But of course, the CCGs sit above the doctors and the hospital. It's the CCG who dish the money and the contracts out underneath them. But NHS England is above that. And they're the ones who will have the power to enforce action. And rather, hold on, let me finish, please. Rather than having autism as a standard item, what I would like to propose is that the committee include autism as a standard, a standing item on our work plan until the issues have been resolved and everything updated, and then we update at future meetings. So in a way, Paul, it will be brought to each meeting, but we'll keep it on the work plan and actually work on it so that there is something to report at future meetings. Otherwise, we could sit and discuss it forever. What we need is to find out what is happening and report back to this committee. Yes, Carl.
So yes, I agree with this. I actually think that when we're talking about young people's well-being, that they should actually be here as part of this panel on a regular basis. Because what we're actually talking about is we've already heard about the issues around dental health. That's a question that could be actually dealt with here by then. And also, let's remember, we've got a systematic failure happening right across the board for the CCG when we talk about GPs and autism and dental services. And so we've got some fairly serious things going on. This committee's role and responsibility is to look at the young people aspect. And what's more important about the health and well-being of our young people as part of this group? So therefore, we're saying to you, in standing order for the next couple of meetings without any doubt autism, that they should be here as a regular feature in order to address the health and well-being issues that arise within this group. And perhaps it should be standard item, you know, because we talked about education, but if you're not emotionally and mentally well, you know, as part of education. Am I making sense?
I'm just rambling.
I'm saying there should be here all the time. There should be somebody from the CCG here all the time to represent the emotional and health well-being of young people. So that would be my proposal. My proposal is it should be here for the health and well-being of our young people per se, but with a specific reference to the next meetings on autism.
Right, I need to talk to my scrutiny officer just for a moment, please.
I suggest we have two resolutions. The first resolution is George's.
Yeah.
So you take the proposal, the second on George's, which is to support the resolution made by the health scrutiny meeting.
Yeah.
And then you have a second resolution, and put it on the work plan and on the agenda.
Right, okay. Right, we have two resolutions, please. The first one will be that, as Councillor Cameron suggested, that we completely support the resolution made by the Adult Social Care and Health Committee. I know that's just signing the bottom line, but it still needs to be noted. So could I have a seconder for that? Right. Councillor Hastings.
Does everyone agree?
Does everybody agree that that's fine? And the second resolution will be that it goes on, autism is on our work plan.
And our agenda.
And our agenda for, and we ask for the CCG to attend, or a representative attend. So I'll propose that, and Carl.
Yeah, sorry, that's all I'm saying. What I'm saying is they should be invited as a regular standard item to attend all these meetings and send where they help us so that we can, or at least by.
Sorry, are you asking to co-opt them onto the board, onto the committee?
No, what I'm saying is that we have our yes.
Well, no, I'm,
yes.
Hold on. What I read out was that it would go on our work plan and it would go onto the agenda, and for the time being would be a standard item on the agenda, and we would ask a representative from the CCG to attend. At least the next 2 to 3 meetings.
That's insane. The latest promise from the CCG is by next April they will have a fully up and running service. So for a limited period of time, if come next April they've got a fully up and running autism service, the backlog is, you know, there isn't backlog, then that limited period of time if that particular agenda item it has ended. But you know, we don't need to get to account until they're on stage or get to account until April.
So we will do it that way, that it will be on the work plan, be on the agenda, because it does, I mean, I can't imagine, we talk about parents, but how on earth do schools cope with an intake of children with autistic problems? It must be a nightmare. So it really, we need to, as you said, Jo, we need to get on with it.
It's important to include it in the work plan so the work can carry on to a meeting.
Yes, Councillor Howell.
Can I just suggest, you as the chairman, would like to speak to John Nicholson, you can see the acts of chair, House Scrutiny, and House Scrutiny is responsible not to this council, but is responsible to HS England. NHS England. And also, I just wanted to say something about autism is that I think the most terrible thing about autism is that parents are having to go and pay to get their children assessed on autism, to get it on the books to actually start it off, because they can't get an assessment outside, so they have to pay for it. And I think that's terrible. Thank you.
Can we clarify the rules against
the proposal? Right. The first proposal was that... The proposal is that the committee include autism as a standing item on their work plan together, and that it will be on the committee's agenda for the foreseeable future, is probably...
Until the issue's resolved.
Until, if we say foreseeable future, that says it all. So if I propose that, will you, I presume you're happy to second it?
I'm happy to second that. Right. I mean, what I was proposing is slightly different than that, but I'm happy to withdraw that until we've dealt with this immediate issue.
Yeah.
Because I do think that it should be here at meetings.
There's going to be issues that need to be in.
You
need to take
yes,
a
vote. Yes, sure.
Just a quick question to Catherine. The repercussions of this lack of assessment for the past years, you may not notice, but have any of the children started to appear on social services? Because that is the repercussions that have been in play. Have any of the children started to appear in the social service? Because that is the repercussions of it. Council problems.
All services responsive to the needs of the children and their families. We have done some analysis looking at whether we have been unable to provide support to some families because of this, and actually the support that we're providing, plus some of our partner agencies through schools, the SEN service, through Bernardo's, who's with parenting support, etc. So it hasn't inhibited that support.
No, I just wondered if they started appearing in the fostering, parents having problems, they're seeking help.
It's difficult to extrapolate
that
it's due to the ultimate diagnosis.
A parent having a problem, they can give up. That's the ultimate evil of it.
It's certainly something that we aren't able to yet. We haven't been able to extrapolate that. But what I would say is we do not withhold services in terms of children's social care.
Years without diagnosis, parents are struggling on the edge. Because I never wanted to like say, I wasn't sure if I was going to come. I had to send an email to Plan B. And the school had Plan A, B, C, and D ready for me. Parents are on the edge. You know, ultimate sacrifices, they can't do it. We have to start a period.
Please, just for record.
It's impossible. There is never when there's a serious problem occurs of whatever description. There's not one fact, not just one factor. No. There'll be a whole load of things.
No, just popped in there.
So it is genuinely, we're not being disingenuous. It's just impossible to. extrapolate that sort of information from. And the other thing is, the children have always been with us, if I can put it that way. They may not have a diagnosis. And historically, you went back 10, 15 years, fewer of those children had diagnosis anyway, less well recognised. But we were still dealing with those children helping them in different ways. So, we're still doing that, we're still supporting those children, we're still supporting them in schools, we're still supporting them in social care terms. But what arguably those children are probably missing out on is a medical diagnosis that helps the family to carry out particular methods in how they parent those children, which might help them long term. Mm-hmm. So it would be helpful, obviously, to improve that.
You shouldn't necessarily know that because Bernard has tended to get
that. That's right, but it's difficult for us to say that X causes Y, that it's too complicated for that treatment. So.
I just wanted to add that it's not that the diagnosis is important for parents because some of them, it's essential. It's not that they want a diagnosis. They need to know how to best support their child. If they don't know what's wrong with their child, they don't know how to support them. Parents cannot access tertiary services without diagnosis. So they cannot access OT support. I spoke to one parent whose child exhibits certain behaviours. She took him shopping and the security guard at one of the supermarkets had to help her get her son back into the car. And she said, it's unsafe for me to drive him home in the car. I'm desperate to see an OT to get a specialised car seat. I can't access an OT without a diagnosis. So she has to struggle on a weekly basis. So that is how important a diagnosis is to people. And schools are supposed to provide support based on need, but a lot don't. A lot will only provide support after a diagnosis has been issued. Because they don't necessarily believe what parents are saying. Because the child is managing fairly well at school in a structured environment, particularly a primary school, they don't believe that when the child goes home at 4 o'clock, they're a totally different child. And the parent has to put a huge amount of effort to get that child back to school. So we can't underestimate the importance of the diagnosis. In itself, it's not that important, but it's hugely important to the families and the support they can access as a result of the diagnosis.
As much as I want to say that, I think we're probably getting into debate the next time.
I think we need to leave it there. I just want to double check. The first proposal we agreed on, the second proposal, I propose, Councillor Love, am I assuming the rest of the committee agree?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's for my clerk's reference. Thank you. As I said, I think we all understand the problems, and we just now have to hope and pray that things begin to happen, and not just hope and pray that we pushes from here, there and everywhere. It's nearly 20 to 8.